Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this not do?
Radio fans, welcome to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, we got started a little late, you know, but it's beyond our control. But you know what? As they say, the show must go on, and it shall. I'm calling to you all live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a beautiful, hell, I don't even know. Thank you, Lawless Radio interns. Thank you, Lawless Radio interns. I can't tell anybody what the temperature is outside because of my Lawless Radio intern. Yeah. Who else is to blame?
It's a beautiful 83 degrees.
Whatever, man. Oh, here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come-ups, all our unsigned, underground, independent artists. We'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio. Go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions to submit your music, and let's get you into rotation and get you some radio time. All right, y'all, as I said, this is Bucking Off with Buck Hour, and we just gonna chill this evening, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't up to no good, and I ain't even having it today. You know, I'm in one of those buck-ass moods, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna beg for y'all forgiveness today, because Buck ain't having it. You know what? Let's just go into some music, y'all. Y'all hold tight, I'll be back.
Down.
with you. Laying on the couch in our living room. But the landlord won't love it if we late when the rent is due. And I ain't never made money making love to you. Have you? So 7:10, I'm up in the shower. Cause time is money, especially when you only getting paid by the hour. So I get back and act like this is 96. And minus the blonde wig, get on my little Kim-ish. Cause every day I'm forced to turn away and leave the one I love to go do something I hate. For the sake of keeping steak on a plate, when I'd rather stay in bed and just feed you grapes. So staring at the door, once again I turn away, looking at you thinking about taking a sick day. Some suckers at my job make me sick anyway. So I ain't lying with a couple of coughs. I don't think I can make it to the office. Now I am lying, it's just next to you. And I ain't gotta turn away and I can stay paid too. G is like Renaissance Styles and Erica Badu.
Do you think, girl? want to see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Want to see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing sicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax, won't be changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body, so I lick and I taste it. She folks in different places, in the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got her open for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, that just matter. But the get better when it's always worth. She's super soaky, but the cheddar, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing.
Put the Phantom in pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Hold on all vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right the back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holla back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing.
Do
your thing.
Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Work your body, girl. Go do what you do. Do your thing. Do your thing. Work your body,
girl. All right, Lawless Radio fans, welcome back. This is the Bucking Off the Buck Hour. Yes, that is me. I am Buck. And here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions to submit your music, and get you on the air, put you in rotation, get you out there. All right, y'all. I apologize to all my listeners, today. I'm just not feeling it today. You know, this I am a very unhappy Buck today. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to, you know, my friends down at the Georgia Department of Labor, you know what I'm saying, unemployment office, you know, for those who don't know what the hell that is. It's always an eventful day. Sometimes I look forward more forward to going to Grady's than I do going to the Georgia Department of Labor, you know. And when you go on the website, you know, you got this guy, he's like the chairman or whatever, you know, the guy that's head of the Georgia Department of Labor, and he's sitting there smiling. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a job. You know what I'm saying? His job is secure. Ain't nobody about to fire him tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just feels so wrong when you go to the website or even when you go to office and you see this picture of this white man up there just smiling. Not saying it's a bad thing he's a white man, but just the fact that this man is up there smiling in your face. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got no job. You've been looking for a year and months. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not happening. You done flip-flopped your resume. Your resume is so fictitious. Star sometimes does it feel like everybody's making money hand over fist except for you? I mean, on the real. You go pay a bill over the phone. There's a charge for that. Thank you for calling Bill Matrix. That's $3.75 just for you to pay a bill to keep your lights on. You know what I mean? Damn, I ain't talking about just using the ATM and the strip club. That's a $5 fee right there, plus the fee from your bank. I mean, that everybody making money hand over fist except for you. All right, y'all. I ain't going to bring y'all down no more. I'm going to give y'all a little inspiration. Here we go. Donnie Williams running. Be right back.
Keep on running.
Keep on running.
Keep on running.
Keep on running.
For you.
Hey, welcome back to Lawless Radio, home of the unsigned, underground, and independent artists, where we support our love and cause. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions to have your music submitted, and let's get you a rotation, let's get you some airplay, let's get you out there. All right, y'all, this is Bucking Off a Buck Hour. I want to throw some love out to Grady Hospital, all the doctors, nurses, transporters, phlebotomists, radiology technicians, and even the pharmacists. Grady Hospital is doing the best they can with what they got to save your life. I want to throw some love out to Dr. Passion. Go check her website out. Dr. Passion, and he specializes in marriage counseling, couples therapy, and life coaching, and different dabbles in the romantic therapy. Check them out, drpassion.com. Also, want to throw some love out to Prime Image LLC. They specialize in graphic design and media communication. Check them out. Prime Image LLC on Facebook, and maybe they can market your business. All right, you know what? I'm just going to keep playing, and you know what? I feel like turning it up a little bit right now. So we're going to turn it up a notch, and I'm going to come back. And like I said, Buck ain't having it today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why we got the musical marathon going. But believe me, when Buck gets back, Buck's going to turn it up. You understand what I'm saying? So hold tight. Be right back, y'all.
Never to listen to law. Any day, I think I'm whoever I touch is the best, and I touch them all. I'm chasing the game, I'm all for the same. Remember my name, Yellow the Man. I'm flipping and twisting my style, and my vision possesses the rest of your rock as I can. Whatever it takes, I'm not giving a damn. Throw it up, two buzz in the sky, if you feel what I'm saying, then whip them up high. Throw it up, no leaning and rocking the depths, no super, no sort of on side. No gimmies, no mimics, no fads, no reason, no danger, potential, this is so clean. You're something bigger than what has become of the game. I'm putting two fingers to brain, long, less, in turn.
Go to the strip club, you gotta pay $5 or
use the ATM plus the pay, plus you got to make a payment to your bank for letting, you know, using the ATM outside of your bank. You know, it's just a shame how everybody's making money hand over fist right off of you. You know, you're like, damn, why didn't I think of that? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's what you call a dollar late. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call it. Hey, I'm going to bring in the one and only greatest supporter that we have here at Lawless Radio, Mel Lawless. Good evening, my dear. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm in a bucking mood right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
I'll suck it, ducky.
Yeah. I'm in a bucking mood right now. I'm just not feeling nothing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel
like
you. I've been that way for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. You know, I want to mention... it's nice you have a safe return back home. You know, I heard you had gone on a little trip. You know what I'm saying? You know, it wasn't a vacation, it was a trip. You know what I'm saying? That's why people say, stop.
Right.
Yeah,
I got molested on the bus.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, wow. I'm happy for you. How was that?
I was about to be fighting on the bus. No, seriously, I was sleeping, and I felt something rubbing on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you in a good sleep, because, I mean, you know, I did 18 hours. So, you know, when you fall into that good sleep, you like, I said, I wake up, this man is rubbing on me.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you don't want your God, never mind. Get your fucking
ass
and hands off of me. And he's like, I'm sorry. What do you mean?
I know you are.
I'm getting molested. Ain't no telling how long he was feeling on me, you know.
Yeah. What was you on? You was on the Greyhound or the Megabus?
I was on the Greyhound.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, either one of them, you know, and neither one of them better than the other one, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Never again. Well, but yeah, I returned safely. Mm. I got there safely without, outside the fact that I got molested.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness.
Oh, man. That's cool.
It ain't cool. I was mad, upset.
Man.
People on the bus looking back because I'm cussing them out.
Like, what the hell going on back there?
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, they'd be like, get your head out of my pocket. I'm like, get your head
Wow.
What are you doing? Seriously?
I'll be down. You know, I got a funny bus story. I was on the Greyhound coming from Chicago to Atlanta, and it was like you said, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And somebody took their shoes off. You know what I'm saying? And it was getting pretty foul on that bus. I mean, it was like hot garbage, sour milk. With a little tank of ass in there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
And it got so bad that the bus driver had to come over the loudspeaker, say, you know, hey, please, I don't mean to offend, but whoever it is that took the shoes off or opened up a sandwich bag or something, can you please put the shoes back on, because it's getting pretty strong on this bus. And it took probably about a good 30 minutes for the aroma, you know, to evaporate, you know, the air. But
gross.
Then you had to hold the gag
reflex.
Oh, man, that was pretty bad. Like I said, it was hot garbage, you know, a taste of ass, a little bit of vomit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was awesome. I put it this way, it was a trip that would be stitched in my brain forever.
Mine will stick in my brain forever because I will never get back on the bus. And then, you know, when I got on my next bus, I said, okay, I'm going to try to fall asleep again. I wasn't even trying to fall asleep, but, you know, you just nod off. I wake up, this man staring at me, right? And I looked over at him. He's like, me just sitting here watching you all this time sleeping, you making me tired. I said, I'm through. I need some no-dos or something.
Yeah.
Why are you watching me in my sleep?
Hell no. Oh, wow.
These perverts on these, I was like, okay, maybe I should mess my hair up or something.
Wow.
Don't take a bath next time.
I'll be damned.
Don't brush no teeth.
You know what? That's something I used to do when I was in high school. Cause I was never a morning person. I'm still not a morning person. But I would get on the on the bus, and people always want to talk to me about what I did last night, and did I do this homework or that homework, and I just didn't feel like hearing that at 6:30 in the morning. So my food would be like loaded with garlic and onion and everything the night before, and I would get on the bus and walk out my door without brushing my teeth till I got to school. And I think it lasted probably about 3 weeks before people caught the message. Like, man, no.
Don't talk to him. He got that funky breath.
Yeah. I was purposely not brush my teeth until I got to school, man. Because I didn't feel like hearing that 6:30 in the morning, man. It just, Please, give me a break. God almighty, stop all that talking. I can't do that. Can't do that at all. Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you were able to get there and make it safe, and glad to have you back, on the real. All right,
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
All right, y'all. That was the one and only Mel Lawless, one of our greatest supporters right here at Lawless Radio. Remember, y'all, if you'd like to have your music playing on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions to have your music submitted. Let's get you into rotation. My calling number is 646-478-5209, 646-478-5209. All right, y'all, I'm going to keep this I'm going to keep it turned up, all right? So y'all hold tight. I'll be right back.
My favorite song, you will be alright. Now super sexy now, I can tell you what you want to do. Dance in the air, look in the sky, forget about your butt, about your soul.
Lawless Radio listeners, welcome back. This is Bucking Off with Buck Hour. I was having here tonight with Clarence Blakely. I'm sorry, y'all. Buck's not filling the heaven right here tonight.
Ah, check out for that. I'm going to give you a little something to give you a little.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's the good doctor in the background, man.
Come on.
It's just been it's been one of those days, y'all. You know, I'm in a bucking mood right now, and this is not the good buck. This is the bad and the ugly buck right now. Hey, you know what? Without further ado, I'm going to bring in our good friend, Mississippi Red. Mississippi, are you there? Can you talk to me?
I'm here, Buck.
Always a pleasure to hear from you.
How you doing, bro?
You know what? I'm in the bucking mood, man, and that's all I'm going to say. You know, Buck ain't happy right now.
Let's go, friend.
Okay, go ahead, man.
I know that, you know, and Mel is still mourning her father's loss, and I give her that respect. But one of the funniest things she told me, coming from St. Louis to Bloomington, Illinois, it was this old 90-year-old white man that was just filling on her.
He was gonna wait on.
No, from Bloomington, from St. Louis to Bloomington.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Yeah.
That she sitting next to on the Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
He was just filling on her. It was like 2 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I was asking her, I'm like, where are you? She was like, we just left Bloomington. And I got this white man. Oh, well, she was on her way from Kansas City to St. Louis. And this dude just kept rubbing on her leg. And I told her, I'm like, would just say something to him or put him on speakerphone or give him the phone. She was like, hell no, I'm not finna give him my phone. I said, well, put him on speakerphone. She was like, no, because everybody can hear that. I'm like, well, tell him to not touch you. And she, in a very calm manner, that you know, because Mel is not violent, she told him, mm-hmm. please stop touching me. And everybody in the bus looked back at her. They was wondering what's going on. Because I told
her,
I'm like, if he don't stop doing it, you tell the driver and bring up charges. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was doing that to you. And then on her next stop.
What? Wait a minute. He didn't realize he was doing it.
He knew what he was doing. But once she told him not to do it, he stopped doing it. Because
I'm about to use that next time I go to the mall and I feel on a woman's booty. Will you please stop feeling on my booty? Oh, I didn't know I was doing that. I'm about to use that one. Go ahead.
No, but he claimed he was asleep and didn't realize he was doing it.
Yeah.
So then, on the next stop.
Listen, you went on the air earlier. I didn't already tell my story. No.
She told me about that one, man. You run across a bunch of strange ones on the bus, man. You got to be careful.
I told you to fly.
Fly next time. Yeah, definitely. Mississippi, hold tight. I got a new call on my line right here. 11111. Talk to me. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Who am I talking to? Hey, this is Bucking Off with Buck. Who am I talking to?
Block your number.
That's the next time then.
You want to block the number.
Sorry about that, Mississippi. I had a caller, but seems like they didn't want to talk to me. But I'm going to talk to you because you know what? You always have an open ear. Go ahead, Mississippi.
That's it. That's why I was saying. 2 o'clock Saturday morning, white man messing up with my woman. I told him. I told her. I said, put him on speakerphone. And I was going to tell him, don't put your hands on my woman.
You're going to kill him.
I'm going to meet him wherever they chain the bus at. And she said, no, I'm not going to get this man my phone. And I'm like, okay, well, you ain't got to just tell him to not put it. And that's exactly what she did. Can you please stop touching me? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he was like, he was asleep, so he didn't realize what he was doing. But he went back to sleep and didn't do it no more. He knew what the hell he was doing. And then on the next route from Bloomington to Chicago, it was another dude that looked at her and she was like, he was like, oh, I was just looking at you sleeping. What you looking at her sleeping for?
You know, that's your job.
You said what?
No, I said that's your job.
Right. But on the bus. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was like, I'm just looking at you sleeping. You so sexy. You so pretty. You so fine. And I just want to put my thing in you. You right. Okay, my bad. But that's what it was.
Yeah.
We ain't no afterthought. Don't do that. Right. You right about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were just like some perverts or something on the... That's why I've never traveled on Greyhound or Amtrak. I fly. Because as far as I am, if I sit next to a woman and she thinks I ain't finna do that one. I told her she should have flown. I told her from the beginning she should have flown. I'm I'm a Delta World, I'm not Delta World Purse. I used to be a Northwest World Purse member before Northwest and Delta came together.
I'm a
Delta Sky Mile member.
Mm. Moving on up in the world, damn it. Yes, sir.
So anywhere when I fly, I just fly. I've never traveled cross country on Greyhound or Amtrak. I've always flown. Either it was Northwest or Delta. Them the only two airlines I fly. U.S. Airways got too many crashes. United, I don't trust. I flew them one time when I was like 6 years old. American is just like nothing. And Continental and United, I like Delta.
Well, you know what? Keep supporting Mississippi. Mississippi, hold tight. Hey, man, y'all need to, long story short, y'all watch out for Mel Lawless, because Mel Lawless got one of them dudes that will kill you in your sleep if you mess with her, because she got some stuff that's, like, really, really good. Hey, y'all hold tight. I'll be back. This is Raised in the Field.
I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel.
I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. Hiding needles from my mama, hiding substance from my papa. I was probably missing school, pumping pot, drunk off vodka. Niggas sweating, testing me, just didn't have the labels. I was filling up my Dr. Pepper with that Jose Cuervo. Niggas got to call me Dr. Pepper if I pull out the door. Hop the stretcher, clog the toilet, pour the drain. Yo mafia, we ain't watching no Soprano. Stuff your pasta plate, I will turn your face into Alfredo. Boy, I say though, boy, I say I'm dope. I say I'm more than they know. They ain't giving up my props, I'ma have to take what they owe. Since I'm seeing so much bread, guess I gotta spread the mail. Just thought I wasn't eating, just cause I was so damn frail. So I got my way up, then I got my cake up. Yeah, that stay down. Now that bank up, bankroll, bankroll. All you bankrupt, suckers thinking little licks. I'll be thinking Brinks truck. Say what? I ain't hit. You ain't on my radar. You ain't in my time zone. Float on water like a sailor. Say a name. I will break you like a color crayon. Wet your top up like you just took your umbrella down. Sitting on the game. Stain, baby, hella brown. Wrap it up in cellophane. Take the dope. Flood the town. Hurricane Matt. Hurricane Matt. Flood the town. Heard he came back. With that flame rap, fuck your style, get it, the new face, make it up, pluck the brows, lipstick, foundation that I
for my. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel.
I ain't finished yet, I'm finna set records, just go print the check. About to reach the pinnacle, you chemical dependence, yes. Drink up all this honey proof, smoke up all this fucking goof. They calling me the aqua kid, I'm swimming in just tons of loot. You ain't moved an inch, shit, what you on fucking boot? I locked your chicken's jaws up, so why she sucking soup? Okay, we talking instruments, fire off your violin, every single incident.
I had 45 of them reasons that you'll never ever get to live that lie again. I'ma kill you, watch you die, come back to life and die again. Looking down on mountaintops, that's just cause I'm higher than the eagle's eye again. See the smoke and call the firemen. I am him. If I ain't the king, then I'm the sire then. First you hear the shots ring, then you hear the sirens. I am him. If I ain't the king, then I'm the sire then. First you hear the shots ring.
I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was.
Yo, Beast, Jay, Quest, Big Tiger Sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Thank you.
right, y'all. Hey, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is the final 2 minutes of Bucking Off a Buck. I appreciate everybody coming in this evening. Mel Lawless, the one and only Mississippi Red. Much love to you, brother, and your trials and tribulations. The good doctor, Dr. Fashion, Dr. Buckhalter. I will be here next week, same time, same channel, right here on LawlessRadio.com. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy your evening. And remember, y'all, don't wash y'all whole ass. Just wash the whole. I'll catch y'all next week. Love.
I can't feel no better. I can't feel no better.